Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At the White House on Thursday, President Obama said he will adjust the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan scheduled for next year as the Taliban makes gains there that the U.S. was not anticipating. He says the time can be used to help further train Afghan security forces.
Given what's at stake in Afghanistan and the opportunity for a stable and committed ally that can partner with us in preventing the emergence of future threats, and the fact that we have an international coalition, I am firmly convinced that we should make this extra effort.
Mr. Obama said he will maintain the current number of troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016 and draw down the numbers to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. U.S. Defense Department says an airdrop of ammunition and equipment last Sunday was successfully delivered to Syrian Arab forces. Prince News Agency quoting a U.S. defense official Thursday who says the American military is now poised to build on the airdrop and deliver weaponry to Syrian rebels if they can demonstrate they have used it in an effective way against the Islamic State militants. Meantime, Russia's defense ministry claimed Thursday that the Islamic State forces in Syria have begun, in their words, retreating to new positions. Guinea President Alpha Condé appears on track to win the disputed presidential vote after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. With around 80% of the vote counted from last Sunday's election, President Condé was set to win an absolute majority. Final results expected later today. This is VOA News.